Caitlin just lost her long battle for life. She was born with a defective valve in her heart, and that weakness in her heart pursued her through her all too short life. And although she had multiple surgeries and times of physical limitation, she had a really positive spirit and often a pretty normal life. And then after 17 years, that heart just gave out. They said her only hope was a heart transplant before that, and she eventually got one, but just didn't work out for her. In her last weeks, she sometimes battled just to breathe, but she never stopped fighting. And in Caitlin's dying, her aunt, a relatively young woman herself, learned a powerful lesson about life. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about fighting for life. Caitlin's aunt, in the past, has reached the end of her rope and more than once tried to commit suicide. When Caitlin graduated from life on earth to life in heaven, her aunt went to Caitlin's mother and said, "I'm so sorry for the times I tried to kill myself. After seeing how Caitlin fought so hard to stay alive, how could I just throw my life away?" You know, when you see someone fighting for just a little more life, you realize how priceless life really is. When you see how much Jesus paid with his life to save ours, you see how priceless life really is. And you begin to understand the stark challenge God lays down to us in Deuteronomy 30:19. It's our word for today from the Word of God. And the Lord says, "I have set before you life and death. So choose life that you may live and your descendants." Life is always the right choice. Only God has the right to choose anything else. Life's the right choice when you're considering throwing yours away. Life is the right choice when you're considering throwing away the life of an unborn baby. We just can't decide to end a life that God has created, that only the creator of life can choose to end. David's prayer in Psalm 139 is so revealing. He says to God, "You formed my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them." Now, a baby is the unique, handmade creation of God, fearfully and wonderfully made, the Bible says. The circumstances of conception have nothing to do with the value of the life God made. And we have no right to take into our hands the decision as to when our life ends or when any other life ends. God has ordained the number of our days before we even lived our first day. Who are we to interfere with that sovereign choice? A life, no matter how new, no matter how old, no matter how difficult, is a treasure from God that none of us has the right to throw away. To do so is open defiance of the one who created us and every other life. It may be that it's been a struggle for you to choose life. And you know, many people at that wall that they've hit at the end of their rope have finally found the Savior who said, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." He said of the devil, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I come to give you life." Today you can experience that eternal life, that life with meaning that he died to give you. If you'll let him forgive your sin, you know he died to do that, and then let this living Savior come into your life. Would you tell him, "Jesus, I'm here at the end of my rope. Life's not looking really good right now. But I believe you died to give me a life I could never find it without you. And so beginning today, I'm yours." That's the reason we call our website anewstory.com, because it really is the beginning of a whole new story for you. It doesn't have to be like it's always been. Would you go to that website, anewstory.com? When you know how people fight to live one more day, when you know what we will spend to save a little baby's life, when you remember how much Jesus paid for our lives, how can you do anything but choose life?